Welcome, my digital pathology trailblazers. This is chapter 5 of my book, Digital Pathology 101, everything you need to know to start and continue your digital pathology journey. And this chapter 5 is about using whole slide images in toxicologic pathology. Whole slide images, we all know what that is. What is toxicologic pathology? And who are toxicologic pathologists? Toxicologic pathologists are veterinary pathologists who are working in the drug development space and most of the time deal with toxicity of drugs, evaluating toxicity of drug candidates. Where does it happen in the drug development pipeline? It happens before the drugs make it into clinical trials. And just to put it into perspective, 90% of the drug candidates that reach this stage, this tox path evaluation, never make it to the clinical trials. So you're not going to be hearing about those candidates, but they still need to be evaluated, and digital pathology can be used for this evaluation. So if you've never heard of toxicologic pathology, this chapter is going to give you an overview what it is, where it sits in the drug development pipeline. If you are a toxicologic pathologist, high five to you, because I am one as well. And here in this short chapter, you're going to learn how whole slide images can be applied to the practice of toxicologic pathology. So let's dive into it.
Learn about the newest digital pathology trends in science and industry, meet the most interesting people in the niche, and gain insights relevant to your own projects. Here is where pathology meets computer science. You are listening to the Digital Pathology Podcast with your host, Dr. Alexandra Zhurov.
Chapter 5, the role of whole slide imaging in toxicologic pathology. 1. Introduction. A. Digital pathology and toxicologic pathology, an overlooked alliance. As a veterinary pathologist working in the field of toxicologic pathology, I've realized that the wider pathology community is often unaware of the role of veterinary pathologists in the drug development process. So with a nod to my profession, I've dedicated the following chapter to digital pathology topics relevant to non-clinical pathology, specifically toxicologic pathology. This chapter will serve as a source of information about the role of digital pathology in the non-clinical space and about the regulatory framework used to guide this space. B. Importance of whole slide images in toxicologic pathology. Recent advancements in digital pathology have significantly enhanced the application of whole slide imaging within the field of toxicologic pathology. The ability to digitize glass slides and the potential this technology offers is viewed as a pivotal transformation in drug discovery and preclinical drug development work. C. The FDA guidance document for whole slide imaging in non-clinical pathology. Recognizing the importance of standardization in this growing field, the FDA has provided a guidance document to outline the usage of whole slide images within non-clinical pathology, particularly in the realm of toxicology. This document intends to guide industry practices and encourage compliance with GLP regulations. 2. Whole slide imaging. A. The concepts of WSI. WSI involves the digitization of glass slides to create two-dimensional digital images. It is important to clarify that the focus of this technology is not the creation of 3D or dynamic zoom images, but rather flat two-dimensional images. B. The role of WSI in generating pathology reports. These images are critical for routine assessments as they contain the information necessary for the pathologist to generate pathology reports, which are key data components in non-clinical, preclinical toxicologic pathology adhering to GLP regulations. C. The quality and faithfulness of digital replicas. Although WSI does not yield an exact copy of the digital slide due to inherent scanning limitations, the FDA assures that when WSI include all the elements from glass slides needed for histopathological evaluation, they are adequate for pathology report generation. And when they do include all those elements, they are referred to as faithful digital replicas. 3. WSI retention. For GLP compliant studies, if digital slides are assessed in lieu of glass slides, the FDA mandates the preservation of digital slides post-use, mirroring the conventional practice of retaining glass slides. This requirement enables data traceability and facilitates information retrieval both crucial for the review process. A quick mini break. If you know anybody who needs to know this, who needs to learn about toxicologic pathology, who needs to learn about how to use digital pathology, and that actually FDA told us how to use it in good laboratory practice environment, please share it with them. And let's finish quickly the chapter. It's a very short one. So let's go back to it. 4. Whole slide imaging systems validation. If WSI substitutes original glass slides for GLP studies, the FDA necessitates system validation. This rule extends to digital pathology systems, which are classified as computerized systems. Digital pathology systems comprise the IT infrastructure, whole slide scanner, image acquisition system, image analysis software, and potentially annotation software. In the USA, these systems are regulated by the Code of Federal Regulations, Title 21, Part 11, Electronic Records, Electronic Signatures, and Associated Predicate Rules related to the GLP, including 21 CFR Part 58. Part 11 pertains to electronic records and signatures, and Part 58 addresses the non-clinical aspect of drug development and toxicology. When validating a digital pathology system, the intended use should be defined, which could range from generating illustrative images, conducting pathology consultations, facilitating telepathology, assisting diagnosis, 2, performing primary histopathological evaluation. Depending on the intended use, the stringency or number of features to check and validate will vary. The process of validation is a collaborative effort involving pathologists, IT, quality assurance, and system owners. Representatives from each of these teams should participate in the validation process. And by the way, FDA issued a final guidance for the use of whole slide images in non-clinical toxicopathology studies. You will get the link in this very chapter, and the information in this chapter is extracted from that guidance. 5. Electronic file protection and transmission. If whole slide images are the source of raw data, they need to be safeguarded against any loss or modification. Measures to uphold the chain of custody, restrict access, and ensure the security of data systems and data transmission should be in place. These measures should align with written procedures and processes that comply with the stipulations for electronic records under 21 CFR Part 11 to ensure the integrity of the whole slide image files is maintained. 6. Documentation of digital pathology use in pathology report. The FDA emphasizes the importance of documentation within the pathology report, inclusive of a peer review statement, if whole slide images replace glass slides. This level of transparency guarantees that every process step is traceable and verifiable. 7. Conclusion. The FDA's guidance on whole slide image utilization in toxicologic pathology signifies a major stride towards regulatory acceptance of digital pathology in the non-clinical drug development support. It also means a more controlled, reliable, and efficient assessment of preclinical trials, maximizing the benefits of emerging digital pathology technologies. As with all regulatory documents, this guidance is anticipated to evolve in line with field advancements, thereby ensuring that the practices continue to promote the best interests of the industry and the wider public. In conclusion, digital pathology is a fascinating field requiring team effort to validate and develop. By understanding its regulation, validation strategies, principles, and terminology, we can contribute to its growth and development. My digital pathology trailblazers, we are done with the book. That was it. This is the end of the book, Digital Pathology 101, everything you need to know to start and continue your digital pathology journey. I hope you found value in it. If you see gaps, if you see things that need to be improved, there is going to be a second edition because this field is so dynamic. So I very much encourage your feedback. Find me on LinkedIn. Let's connect on LinkedIn and let's send me feedback to the book. And also, did you get a chance to get a physical copy already? It's available through Amazon. I am waiting for my author's copies. So if anybody got the copy before me, if you could do me a favor and share on LinkedIn that you have the physical copy, that you're reading it, that it actually arrived, and tag me in the picture, I will very much appreciate it. And of course, my team is gonna share this post and show it to even more people, because the goal is to get this information to everyone who might need it now or in the future. And the link to the free version and all the different versions of this book is in the show notes. Thank you so much for staying till the end, and I talk to you in the next episode.